Great to have you company, wherever you might be listening. Tom Mitchell has been good enough to join me. Hawthorn Star joins me ahead of Hawthorn's Anzac Day clash with Adelaide. And you can join the Aussie-made club to win authentic Australian football jumpers. And I'm looking forward to doing this game on Fox Footy as well between the Hawks and the Crows. Morning to you, Tom. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
It is great to be able to play on Anzac Day. It's a fantastic thing that it's been expanded to allow multiple clubs to play on Anzac Day around Australia.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played on Anzac Day before. Obviously, love tuning into the Bombers-Collingwood game. It's obviously an annual event. But, yeah, it's a pretty special occasion to be playing. And, very fortunate that we're allowed to play on this day and, in memory of so many people who served for the country.
Last time we had a Hawks player, I might even have been you pre-season, we were talking about whether what you're capable of this year. Even Alistair Clarkson was admitting he wasn't sure how good you could be this year. Can you give us an understanding as to how high your belief factor is in your own season emerging right now?
Yeah, I think the pleasing thing for us has just been the competitiveness. And I think it's been a little bit frustrating. We've let ourselves down with having a few lapses in games, which have really hurt us. But for the majority of the season, we've been really competitive and been in most games. So, that's a good step forward for us. We obviously were pretty disappointed with the way we performed last year. So we're making some good inroads and hopefully we can start to convert some of those games to wins now.
I was just curious about what your game style is evolving into, given the changes in game styles a little this year.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I think every team is exploring it. And as you mentioned, the teams you mentioned before, there's so many different game styles that are being trialled. I think we're still in a trial period as well. And I think every team is trying to manipulate the man on the marker. Or it's obviously a pretty significant change. But, we've trialled a few different things, more handball, more kick, more ball control. There's so many things. We're just trying to work out what the right balance for us is at the moment. And I think that'll organically evolve over the course of the year. But we're still trying to work it out, as every team is.
Does a lot of it depend on how your forward line function? So, if you don't have Gunston or you do have Gunston, and whether or not, Tim O'Brien's marking the ball or he's not marking, or whether, Nash becomes a player or whether he doesn't, are you dependent on that too much in a way?
Possibly, but also I think it's dependent on the opposition as well. I think, we played Geelong and Richmond back-to-back, who obviously have very stable defences and very good at intercept marking the ball. So we probably fell into the trap a few times of kicking it long to their defenders, who are very good at marking the ball. And, we've sort of just been varying things depending on who we play that week.
Because you're not far away, are you?
I don't think so. I think, the win-loss record could easily look a little bit different than it does at the moment. And, it's just been a little bit disappointing. We haven't been able to convert a few games into wins. Obviously, Easter Monday, we went down by 5 points. Would have been nice to lock that one in, but it wasn't to be. So we just got to keep grinding away, working hard, and trust in the process.
And Alistair Clarkson, there's been a lot of talk about him this year. I presume he's just as passionate as always. He sounds, in the last couple of weeks, as if he's talking more long-term. Do you guys talk about that at all, or is that something that doesn't even enter into your frame of thought?
Oh, it's not something that's discussed amongst the players. From our point of view, though, we love him as our coach and we want him to hang around for a long time. So, he's got the full support of the playing group. He's such a great coach, such a great person. We want him to stay. And, we back him in fully. So, hopefully he's around for a long time.
And the Adelaide Crows, they've been an interesting team to watch as well this year. They're hard at it. They really have a crack and yet, been very tech-reliant. What have you made of the Crows?
Yeah, I think, even on the back end of last year, they, started the season a bit slow, but finished really strong, and they've carried that strong form into this year. So, they're going to be a really strong opponent. We do enjoy playing down in Tassie, so hopefully that's something slightly that helps us a little bit. But, they're a great team. The way they're playing at the moment, and Tex Walker's obviously up and about. So, we'll have our hands full with a number of their players.
How far away is Jack Gunston? Had a couple of texts earlier on about Emerson Jaker as well. Is he going to be ready to make a debut? I don't want to throw something at you without notice as to who's been playing well in your reserves competition and the trials. But has that name been thrown up at training at all?
Yeah, well, Gunner shouldn't be too far away. He's saying to you know, get some good Ks in his legs at training. So I'm sure he's very close, as is Emerson Jecker, as you mentioned. He's been performing pretty strongly at VFL level at Box Hill. He's had a few games where he's, you know, kicked big scores. He kicked 5-1 game a few weeks back. So, you know, he's a player that's really skillful for a tall forward, and I'm sure his opportunity isn't too far away.
And I understand you're developing an app to help people with their skills as well. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so a bit of a project outside of footy. It's called Ball Magnets. It's on the App Store at the moment, actually. So it's launched officially last week. And, yeah, teamed up with Paddy Cripps, Lockie Neal, Matt Rowe. We came together about 12 months ago. We all, you know, have known each other for a while and get along really well. And we've worked out an app of how we can help the next generation of footballers be the best they can be. So it's a combination of skills, strength, tips and insights, a few tricks and fun challenges. So, yeah, some really good content there. And the boys, you know, sharing their secrets and tricks of the trade. So it's some pretty good stuff.
So how can people get involved in that or check out more about that if they want to?
Yeah, so obviously, as mentioned, it's on the App Store. So Ball Magnet. You can follow the Instagram page, which is also Ball Magnets, funnily enough. And yeah, no, the app is live. So every week there'll be new sessions released. So new weekly content. You know, we want kids and aspiring footballers to still go to their local footy trainings and doing that. And this is just something that, you know, as AFL players, the extra things we do on top of our training, which we recommend everyone does if they do want to take the next step.
And how, just before I let you go, the season seems to be kind of evolving back towards having more ball-ups as well. I think we went from, 49 stoppages to in round one to 51 to 55 to 57-odd. So it's creeping up. Have you noticed that as well? Has it starting to become a bit more stoppage-oriented like previous seasons now later in this year?
I wasn't actually aware of that stat until you've just mentioned it. So,
yeah,
I'm not sure what the reason would be behind that. But, yeah, I'm not sure. It does feel like a more of a running game out there, and the ball can get from one end to the other really fast. So the game does tend to open up. But, yeah, I'm not really sure why that would be. So yeah, we'll have to keep looking into that one.
I've had it suggested to me that it's more corridor use and teams trying to stop it in the corridor by forcing a ball up. Have you noticed that it is more running and it is more corridor the game than ever before?
Well, I think, yeah, the way teams are setting up their defence, you know, teams aren't pressing as high just because with the kick-out rule, you can, you know, kick it over straight over the first line of defence. Mm. So teams seem to be setting their defence, their set defence a little bit further back. So, yeah, maybe that's playing some role in that as well because, you know, teams are just going to give up the pockets just because it's easy to defend that. So, yeah, I think everyone's sort of still figuring out how the game's going to evolve, and it's very, I think everyone's pretty fascinated by it, and it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of the year unfolds.
Absolutely, Tom. Great to have you on the line. Always a pleasure to have a chat to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
Tom Mitchell, Hawthorn Star. Good enough to hang around, and the Ball Magnets is what you can Google if you want to have a check out of that app.